Hit it!
Hey, everybody.
I hate it. It's the 10th of May. It's 2007. It's Spy vs. Spy Podcast. It's episode 91.
Yep. Got it right to you.
Let's go!
Okay, let's fire right into it.
That's where you normally would have put in the intro music if you didn't already play it.
Yeah, I'm never sure where to put that.
I know. Sometimes it's like you want it to like hit people at first so they know where they're at, you know?
Yeah.
But then other times, sometimes when you intro it and then the music comes in, it feels like more punchy.
It's fun to mix it up sometimes.
It's true. Hey, Punchy.
Yeah.
How about you, some stuff?
Punchy sheet? Did you?
Oh, it's a nice Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
What's that?
Did you hear when I used the pen theme that one time?
Yeah, that was. I don't know how to feel about that.
Did it surprise you?
Well, you told me about it, so I wasn't really surprised, but it just made me feel weird about myself. not that it was bad for our show or anything, but it just made me kind of like, huh? What am I listening to? What? And it got me all kind of like a flutter.
Your ratings declined. You think we're
yeah.
No, we're number 9,996 on the. What was that thing we were trying to get people to vote for us? What was it even? Podcast
Song,
Alley?
Songfight.org?
AllyPod.
Everybody go to songfight.org. Vote for Hell Yeahs.
Oh, man. Unless, well, yeah, even if you're listening to this later on.
Is the voting ending today?
I think Friday. What day is it today? Thursday?
Thursday.
Oh, it's Friday night.
It's hard.
Yeah, no, I think voting ends tomorrow, so let's try to show up early. Man, we got some reviews this time, I tell you, that really make me want to punch people in the internet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some of them are.
That's, you know, that out of all the things in the world that I miss about doing Songfight, it's
really?
Well, it's like when there's no review, you're like, fuck, it would be kind of nice if someone gave me a review. And then when you do get reviews, you're kind of like, ah, fuck you.
Yeah.
So that's usually the way it goes. And then there's the odd person like, oh, yeah, this is really great. And you're like, oh, really? And then that's all they say.
We got some really good ones, too.
Good. I mean, like, you should. It's a good song.
Yeah. Some people, like...
I don't know if it's my favorite Hell Yeah song, but it's up there.
They're all universes unto themselves.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I like.
I think Outside Paradise might be one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, me too.
That one's really, it's really got a. I don't know. It's got a good thick.
It's got
thick,
zazz.
It's got a good thick zazz to it.
Yeah, I don't know what we're
musky. It's a musky zazz.
We still have a MySpace, you know.
Yeah.
Do
you want to give it out right now?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Hell Yeahs band music. Done.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though, is that you know, the drummer from Pantera, he's in a band now called Hell Yeah, and they're like playing on MTV and stuff. So we're waiting for that cease and desist letter to come, which I'm gonna frame if we get it
from your lawyers,
right?
For you to send to him.
Yeah, exactly.
We were on the internet since last year, asshole.
Since shit, like 2004, I guess we did the first Hell Yeah songs.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's funny how time shits away like that.
Fritters? Is it frittering?
Shit fritters, man. Time to get out the shit fritters, Randy.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I don't know. I think we might win. We could win. If all of our listeners voted.
You would be well on your way to receiving some votes.
People would be suspect. They'd be like, hey, what's the deal here?
Yeah.
What's up with all these votes?
Who cares?
But they would still count, so.
So many people have fucking stuffed those ballots anyway.
We've been screwed
and so many,
every time.
So many undeserving people have walked away with champions' ships. And, you know, who cares? Fuck it.
Yep.
I mean, if your fucking government is anything to be a basis on...
Word
then,
to that.
Then it's like, man, fuck it. Throw it all the window.
That's
who
right.
Who cares?
I know 500 million people that wrote in Bon Jovi last time, and, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. Let's you know what I need is fucking more guitar magazines, dude. I've been reading the same guitar magazine for like 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know everything about four guitars.
It's from 4 years ago.
It's a few months old. It's a was when my dad was in the hospital, and he got doubles, because everyone knows he likes guitar magazines.
Oh.
Yeah, so when he was in
there
the
you
hospital,
go.
They got him doubles.
Nice.
Yep, one to
what else is in your, what else is in your toilet right now?
Oh, let's see. A nearly year
what's
old...
What's in the...
P-O-O-P. There's a comics journal that I just bought. It's their 30th anniversary one. I guess it's like last year's July issue.
Is Drew Wang on the cover of it?
No, it wasn't that one. It was the one,
Do you have that one?
What is going on, you guys?
Yeah, it's a...
No, I don't... I don't have it. No, I saw it at the,
He did a swell room. Cover on that.
Oh, it's something
good
else.
Stuff. Yeah.
I wonder how big he drew that. You know?
Yeah.
Because it's like...
No.
So massively detailed, and the lines are so thin. It's amazing.
Man, how come that guy...
I know.
There's something that's gotta happen, so that guy and his girl, Eleanor, can be... The famousest of famousest cartoonists because they are so good.
The whoevers of the new
What's it gotta take?
Yeah,
listen up,
know,
assholes. Are you in charge of comics? Well, listen up.
Yep.
Fucking do something. Make it happen. I don't know.
Yeah,
but there should be like 100 Drew Wang and 100 Eleanor Davis comics out there for us, for everyone to buy and enjoy because they're so fucking good.
When he comes to town to do signings, I shouldn't even be able to get in. That's how famous he should be.
Well, he wouldn't let you in.
No, I mean, like, me, like, general guy, not like...
Right, okay.
No, I know.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really ever happen with comics, does it?
Oh, I don't know.
Signings?
When John McLeod came to town, I'm sure there was a line
Squirt,
around the Star
Squirt
Fox.
Squirt McLeod.
Let's, I'm all for it, though. Drew needs the thing.
Yep.
But yeah, this is the one that... This is the.
What's their website called again?
Oh boy!
Little house on the. Hold on, I forget
big
what it's
house
called.
That little stuff built.
Something
fancy.
House, isn't it? It's.
I should get an extra mic for these kids. You want to just cough right in the mic, dude? What? Nothing.
No, thank you. Not after yesterday.
Dude got a haircut yesterday. He looks great, man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a faux hawk?
No, it's just a little trim all over. But it's a razor cut, you know. So it doesn't look like a haircut. Looks like
I see.
Some chopped up
okay, go to littlehousecomics.com.
There
that's
you
go. The site. I knew it was something else. Oh, and then it turns out it just redirects to cheerwine.com/littlehouse.
Nice.
But those guys are geniuses.
Yeah, a couple of them.
And even their if yet things that you see on the web don't even hold print version stuff justice.
That's right.
Fire.
That cover of Comics Journal is mesmerizing.
I know. Yeah, hang it on my wall. You throw darts at it. No, just kidding.
Yeah, yesterday I read some of that comics journal in the boudoir. my butt leg was killing me, and I was all exhausted.
The boudoir, you mean?
No. I actually brought it into the boudoir.
Okay.
And, took off my pants, turned on my ceiling fan. Because I was wearing boxers, and we went to the mall, and I'm walking around the mall in boxers and you know, 200 and XD pounds, and I just got all foamy and frothy and just, so I took my pants off and turned the ceiling fan on extra high.
Yeah, you got home and you realized that your boxers had abandoned you.
Oh, just, no, they grew in.
Yeah. They grew in the Wanderer.
Yeah.
So like you basically just keep putting on new pairs of underpants.
That's why I gain weight. I don't even eat. I just absorb clothing.
What's that superhero of the Absorbing Man or whatever?
Well, he's a villain. Absorbing
yeah,
man.
Well, whatever. I mean, man. One man's villain is another man's. Shut the fuck up.
I hear that. Porch it, Dingleberry.
Portrait?
Come on.
I would like to buy a print of a portrait of a Dingleberry.
Yes, that's the one I was trying to... Yes. That's the one I was trying to remember yesterday when we... That really is Grug's name, right? I mean, that was... I'm not confused.
Dingleberry? Yeah, that's what his real name is.
No, Robert Forrester, right?
Is that... Oh, you're not supposed to say that.
But he emailed...
Oh, come on!
You want me to have to cut that out?
What?
Rip, that's my classy, ultra-realistic rewind noise.
Oh, I thought we were doing Star Fox.
Speaking of Star Fox.
Oh, I hope we do.
Man.
Dude.
You bummed me out yesterday.
Dude.
I know.
Dude.
Lay it on him.
Dude, Star Fox 64 came out for the virtual console a few weeks ago, and I don't know whether or not to buy it. Oh, really? Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Star Fox for Nintendo
DS. No.
No. Dude.
What?
Spore.
Yeah.
Spore got delayed.
No.
Till quarter two. Quarter to infinity, if you know
that
what
sucks.
I mean. Second quarter of, that's what you guys would call it in the States, probably second quarter. We call it quarter two.
Okay.
God. We call it quarter of. And 2008. That shit's never coming out. By the time it comes out, we won't even give a shit.
Yeah, 2008 is going to be flying cars and inflatable pants.
Dude,
and...
I know. But, okay, I was talking to John Campbell about this.
Okay.
And, I mean, everyone has the same reaction. Well, no. There's two reactions. Two possible reactions. If you have a third possible reaction, please let us know. Because I haven't thought of it. First one is like, oh, man, that's like bullshit. I got to wait forever to get that game. Second one is, hey, 2008, midway through 2008, that's probably enough time for me to save up and buy a new computer to play it on.
Or whatever.
Or, yes.
I would like to get it for the 360. I'd like to time that, because that's right around birthday time.
If that happens.
360 and that.
Oh, man, yeah, because, dude, yeah, like, Xbox, sucks right now. No, yeah. I don't know if it sucks. Steve Wolfer just got one. He, like, one day, he was, like, bored of all his Nintendo games and shit, and he was like, I think I'm gonna go buy a video game. And then he goes to the store and he goes, I think I'll buy Xbox 360. And then, so now he has one. I'm like, what are you doing? And there's not even any games out, really. He got Dead Rising, I guess. So that's cool.
That's pretty fun.
But that Castle Crashers game that's coming out.
Castle Crashers?
Yeah, have you seen that shit?
You drive a castle?
Yes. Huh. No, it's like a four-player brawler.
Okay.
And it looks really, really, really sort of cartoony and flat, but it just kind of looks like a side-scrolling, like Golden. It looks like Golden Axe, kind of like that style of game, but it looks way different, obviously. But
okay.
It just looks like a classic four-player brawl 'em up, but looks funny and it's, you know, swords and dudes and whatnot. It looks awesome.
What's that Stinkfinger Donkey Bones game you showed me the one time?
Oh man. I don't even know what you mean.
All them little Gungie guys.
The little big planet or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's coming. PlayStation 3.
Why do I have to have so many video game systems?
This is my point. Is that each system? Those guys are fucking assholes. Each system is putting out like two awesome kick-ass games, and that's it. And you're like, fuck, I gotta buy that system. Kind of like what I did when Katamari came out for PlayStation.
I remember,
and I was like, well, I'm gonna buy a PlayStation now, and then I only have like two PlayStation games, like that and Guitar Hero, the only ones I care about.
Yeah.
Speaking of Guitar Hero, did you see the news that Guitar Hero rocks the 80s? Seven tracks have been announced for the expansion. Which is apparently going to be a PlayStation 2 exclusive, but you have to think that the Xbox 360. If you're just joining us, this is the video game podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
The one video game podcast on the internet? Fuck.
Yeah, what are we doing?
This is the one that we swear and then make poo jokes at, because I bet those other guys who do the video game podcast,
play it straight, I'm sure.
I bet they're all like, she gave me a mother set today.
Yeah, shut up. They should make a system that like has like, you can just plug any of the shit to. Why are they fucking around? Why can't someone just be like, all right, here it is. There's a fucking generic video game system. Toss anything
maybe
at
it. Maybe
it
could be
works.
One that you do that, and then you could also look at the internet on it, and also maybe do some WordPress processing on it, and also maybe do Photoshop. Then that would be the ultimate
machine.
Word
processing?
Word.
You can't do that, though, man, can you?
Word.
You can't just jam like a GameCube game into
your
CompuBox and make it work, right?
No, not yet.
You can only play GameCube games on an iMac.
Yeah, probably. But yeah,
fix it, Brian. That's what I'm saying. Fix it.
Well, okay. Or alternately, make everything cost $100. No, check it out.
Okay.
Each game comes with their own console. You just plug each game into your TV. So now you got like.
They do have those controllers that it's like.
Yeah.
You know, 170 of the best ColecoVision games on one paddle. Just plug it right into shit.
Yeah, that's pretty. I have a ColecoVision, and I wish it was the size of just the controller because it takes up so much fucking room.
Shove it in there. They got those folding websites.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean. Are you talking about? Are you talking about Dean Tripp's desktop?
What's that?
He has some fucking Linux program that lets him have four desktops on a little rotating cube or some shit.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I just don't understand. It's like, wow, I can have four desktops on the go at the same time. Like, well why? I barely use
the
one I have.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just get
draw
big
for a second. Oh, I got to check my email. Oh, shit. I don't have any minimize buttons.
Yeah, exactly. It looks kind of neat because it puts it on like a little cube that you rotate, I guess. But yeah, what's the point?
That's too much for me, man, because I already just fill my desktop up with icons anyway. If I had four,
I'd never
fucking find anything.
I hate it when people have their computer set up. Even if I'm not using them.
Yeah.
Even if I just see a desktop that's cluttered up like to the brim, it's brimming full, I'm just like, you fucking asshole, I'm going to kill you. No, but I see that a lot at work, and it's just, how do you find anything that way? I know you can click, and then you can hit the letter that you're looking for, and it'll go right to it, but fucking, the whole point of the whole point of fucking operating systems is to, like, organize your shit, and I know that doesn't always go according to plan, as, you know, we've already discussed how, hey, I have this new MP3, where I put it? Oh, shove it in the somewhere box. And
it's 500 miscellaneous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I guess it's not really much better. But
I renamed my
But the thing is, what people don't yes, two sorts. People don't really realize that if your computer is not like 100% new and firepower, then putting shit on your desktop actually slows your computer down.
Really?
Yeah, it takes up memory. Like working memory to, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but
active
I heard once
processes.
On the internet that virtual memory and fucking RAMs and
bar RAM mu
bat RAMs I don't know, but no, people can do what they want. I don't actually care, but I used to work as a like IT guy at a college, and I would go to, like, update people's computers and shit, and it would always just drive me crazy to, like, try and find shit. And then when people, like, on Windows systems, when people move their start bars all over the place, I'm just like, what are you doing? Come on. I know you do, but fuck you.
Who, what, move my start bar all over the place?
Yeah, don't you?
Oh, like, off to the side, like, hanging diagonally in the corner or whatever? Like,
yeah,
it's like a real dog-eared desktop?
It's just stupid.
No, I keep it at the bottom.
And people who have, like, a million things in their quick launch, and
and custom cursors.
Oh man, all that. But like when the like, shut up. When the quick launch is like so full that when you start up two programs you can't even see the little tabs anymore, you got problems.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Everyone just wants a button for everything, you know, and that's kind of not really how it was designed.
No, the computer is the button for everything. If that's not convenient enough for you,
okay. But all that is fine. Do what you like, no problem. You know what? It's a computer. It's a machine. It's meant to do. And it's customizable. Fine. I'm willing to concede that. You know what? I don't like fucking post-it notes on the monitor.
Yeah, that gross you out.
I just want to pee my pants every time I see that.
Commercial
Everything
break?
Okay?
We haven't taken a commercial break.
Okay.
In a while,
so. Well, you're right. Let's do it.
All right.
Speed burners. Speed down the line. These are speed burners. Just three of the racers from the Speed Burner Collection, each sold separately. And they don't need batteries. That spring tension motor makes them move out. Speed Burners, each sold separately from the Speed Burner Collection by Mego.
Abracadabra, I sit on his knee. Presto, change-o, and now he is me. Pocus, pocus, we take her to bed. Magic is free! We're dead.
Josephine Levine presents Magic, a terrifying love story starring Anthony Hopkins, Anne Margaret, and Burgess Meredith. Rated R.
A Parisian Christmas is helping Santa with special savings on children's coats, now one-third off. It's the merriest selection from Parisian's regular stock. Corduroys, wools, and shorts for longs. Dressy or casual, from tots to teens. Thousands of children's coats, and they're on sale at one-third off. That's the kind of savings that makes Santa go ho, ho, ho.
We wrap the smile with every gift from Parisian.
Oh, we're back. Brian, you used that little break to eat a hoagie, huh? Or is the hoagie eating you?
In Soviet Russia, Soviet Russia joke makes you. Get it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You know what?
What?
Yakov Smirnoff?
Yeah.
Now's his chance.
You think?
I think so.
For his big return?
Yeah, he and Balky should go on tour.
Oh, that'd be great.
Probably.
Sure, I'd watch it.
Yeah, okay. You'd watch it in your mouth.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
But a little.
So post-it notes on your monitor? Come on, shame on you. You know better than that.
Brian, I was just thinking something.
Okay.
Okay, you know, you just said watch it in my mouth.
I never did.
No, but you just said that.
Can't prove it.
I know.
Okay.
But say we had a new listener.
Mm-hmm.
Gargamel Q Stink Pants was listening right now for his first time.
And he was like, what's all this in your mouth talk? How do I find out about that?
How can I research this topic to know why Phil snickers when Brian says
if that? I got a deal for you.
Yeah.
Listen up. Fucking, there's a thing.
Can you believe this shit?
On the what do you call it?
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
Just yesterday we were saying, back in the old days, I was all,
Hey, Brian, what's it? Oh, hey, you want to look at some cereal boxes before I pet me?
And then Ryan's all like,
oh, hey, guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. A gnat and a hummingbird.
He was just a sperm hanging out with a gnat and a hummingbird.
Club.
Do I get to be the hummingbird?
Of course.
You can be the little gnat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who gets that one gets 50 points.
That's another one.
To be kept track on the leaderboard.
Yeah, so if you ever don't know what the hell we're talking about, eventually you'll be able to go.
You're not alone.
Yeah. Well, one of our fans, one of our most obscure fans, I guess we could say, because like
one of our most productive fans.
Yeah, totally, man. It's amazing. Like she puts you all to shame. But Maggie McPhee,
mm-hmm.
She went and set up Wikipedia.org for us.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Barely.
I'm stunned. I saw it with my own eyes and said, I don't believe this.
I know.
I gotta get back to working on this song.
I kind of, yeah. And I was like, oh my god, that makes me want to take a dump first thing in the morning.
Right.
And then I did.
No, it was a surprise though, man.
It totally was, man. That's like,
we even have accounts and everything and like,
it's like an extreme shit. I thought maybe when I looked at it, it was just someone had planted a JPEG of a fake site on my computer.
Right. I know, I thought I was on a Mac for a second.
I thought I was on Ubuntu.
But I think that's great, man. So if anyone wants to go ahead and sign up and start filling that junk out, I have no idea how we're going to organize it. Or even
me neither. But you know what? That's the internet for you.
It's all adjustable, man. Whatever. It's all cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be great to, you know, finally get to the core of what the hell we're talking about all the time.
That would be useful for so many people.
Yeah. Eventually.
Like, yeah, maybe.
No
possibly.
Current people. But for the
no,
future.
No, cuz all you guys know the deal.
That's right. But and when you all go drag your friends kicking and screaming to listen to the podcast so you can get your, you know, your bonus coupons to trade in for your bonus coin.
Mhm.
To trade in
for your scratch ticket.
That's right.
And then when you scratch that, if you get 3 lemons, you move on to the second round.
We'll record the outgoing message on your answering machine.
Nice. You know what? I bet people could, if they wanted to, they could take a wave editor and make their own.
Yeah, I suppose.
I bet they could make their own audio comments for us using our voices.
I bet if
someone...
Come back!
Yeah, so... So I just think that's great. Wikipedia.org, that's so awesome. I think.
Do you know how to spell it?
WIKIPEEDIS.
That's right.
.org. And apparently we have .com too. She says.
Oh my god.
She says .net's no good. So
holy shit.
So that's
well,
amazing.
.org is the important one.
I guess.
It's the coolest thing, you guys. It's so good. Is there a way that we can turn it into a message board?
Boy, I suppose so. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that.
Post your comments directly onto that site.
Man, I'm thrilled, though. I can't.
Oh, man, it's the coolest.
Yeah, totally. It's such a great surprise. It's, like, all those guys that did covers for me for my birthday, mm-hmm. they just kiss my ass. This.
They already did.
This.
Needs more kissing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to kiss itself.
No,
actually,
well,
hopefully not, because...
No, actually, it was kissing itself at the mall day yesterday, and that's why it lay under the ceiling fan.
it had inverted.
Oh, man, totally. I got serious, what's that called? Not razor burn, but, you know, like when the stubble...
Diaper rash.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. But it's diaper man rash, you know? It's like... it's huskier and muskier than that.
It's rash-a-man.
Oh, so gross.
Rash-a-man.
Rash-a-man.
Let me show you them.
Yep. Oh, man.
So, you want to give a finger update?
Yeah, it still hurts. And it's
so
disgusting.
For those who don't know,
yeah,
Phil cut off his finger in a fucking meat grinder.
I just squeezed the cat at it. No, man, it still hurts, and it is gross looking. And you know that picture I posted on my live stream yesterday of my nasty finger?
I sure do.
Yeah, I still haven't washed it or done anything to it, so it still looks exactly like that picture, except it's a little dried out.
You're just incubating it in your butthole?
No, because that was like right out of the Band-Aid. That was like from the original bandaging when it happened.
Gross.
And I opened it up, so it had that real wet kind of, you know, that smell, that under Band-Aid smell? That underbear kind of, you know, it smells like a nice aged underbear. You know?
Yeah, it's that like... it's like sweaty,
yeah,
wound,
or even just like if you wear a watch with a plastic band, the way your wrist smells under that watch.
Nacho cheese.
Oh, because it's smelling that all day.
I haven't worn a watch in ages, like
since phones came out, since computers were invented.
Yeah, pretty much. I used to wear a watch all the time.
Yeah,
and then I realized I A, hated watched hands, B, hated anything being on my hands or wrists, and C, my watch strap broke, and then I didn't bother to fix it. That was the main
real
thrust
heavy
of
on
that.
C, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just didn't want to look like an idiot.
Oh, man. My brother, he had a watch that broke, and he pinned it to a sweatband.
Like, oh, yeah.
A red, white, and blue sweatband,
sure.
Or a green,
yeah,
sweatband, and he would pin it or sew it. Kind of at an angle too, so like when he held his wrist up, it was like perfectly perpendicular to his face.
Actually, yeah, because if it's sideways, it's hard to read.
Yeah,
you're like, what? Wait, it was digital?
No,
okay.
Analog.
Yeah, because digital is only hard to read if it's completely upside down. Other than that, you can figure it out.
I got a sundial, but it's a calendar, not a watch, and it's. Always,
oh, yeah?
Set to today.
What?
So, I don't know. I was just thinking about sundials. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was trying.
I think. You know what? I think I had an out of body experience yesterday.
Really?
For real?
When we were doing the show?
No, it was after, because we woke up early. Phil had to take care of business.
Right. Right.
At normal showtime, so I got up. Like 4 hours early.
You got up
for
super early,
reason.
Yeah, and then called me.
I don't
me
know
and woke
what my
up.
Problem was, but yeah, I was waiting for you to come online. I just decided to play Nintendo for 3 hours and then came online. We still got it done early, which was good. But
yeah,
actually,
it went until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, it makes no difference to you guys. So I went back to bed after, and because I had about 6 hours of sleep, so I thought I better have a nap here, and I did. But like, I had like a really deep sleep. And I was like, I didn't have breakfast or anything, so I went to bed like hungry, and I kind of started having weird dreams. And then I had like one of those dreams where you think you're waking up, but you're not. You think you wake up and you go do something, and then you sort of really wake up for real, and you're still in your bed.
Right.
So I kind of had a dream or whatever that I went over to my like kitchen and started getting some orange juice and stuff, and I like blew my nose and all that. And then you can read between the lines on that one.
Sure.
And.
Woke up with a glass full of piss and snot all over your face.
Yeah. I'm like, what? No, I don't know, but it was just totally weird. And then, like, I kind of woke up and I was like super groggy. I was probably just in the middle of REM sleep or something. But like, I didn't set an alarm or anything. I just kind of woke up and I was all messed up. And like, I kind of remember looking up at my ceiling and like, I was thinking I was looking at my ceiling, but I don't know, man. Like, everything was all blurry and upside down and shit. I was all fucked up. I don't know what's wrong.
Wow.
But I kind of think maybe I was starting to have an out-of-body experience, and I got freaked out. This actually happened to me before. I'm pretty sure I had an out-of-body experience once before, too. I was doing some, like, astral travel or some shit. I don't know.
Wow.
But, I kind of felt like I was flying out of my body. And then I got all freaked out, and I had to stop and snap out of it. And then when I came back to, like, when I woke up out of my quote-unquote sleep, I just felt so fucked up.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I better read up on that and see if I can practice it. And then we can do the show live from your house.
Wow, that would be
I'll
cool.
Travel over the astral net and...
Man, if only we
I'll
could sleep talk,
pee,
man.
Make you pee your pants.
Do a show when we're both sleeping, you know, and then the truth can come out.
It's true. We'd be like, hey man, check out the sandwich I got. Oh yeah, you think that's good? I just got Guitar Hero 4. It's awesome.
Yeah, shit.
and then like partway through the show, we're like, oh, where'd my sandwich go?
Dude, you want to smoke have the some of my dream? Hover skates?
Do you ever have the sandwich dream?
Sandwich dream?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Some people dream about, like, I don't know. I know people who are super into comics or into whatever, and they have dreams about, like, finding some super rare comic they always wanted, and then they wake up and they don't have it anymore. I always have the sandwich dream where I have, like, the most delicious looking hoagie or something, hero
wow.
sandwich, and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna eat the shit out of this sandwich. It looks so good. And then I wake up and I don't have a sandwich.
That's a bummer.
It just goes to show how low my expectations out of life are.
I always dream about that I'm at this, like, either amusement park or, like, a theme restaurant that has video games, but the lights went out, and I'm running around, and I'm afraid I'm going to fall down the stairs, and then I do fall down the stairs. But that's, like, one of my main recurring dreams. But then, like, the other night, I dreamt that I had a Vajojo.
I've had that dream before.
I've never had that before.
Hmm.
But, I mean, it was, like, I still had the Wang Wang, too, but it was like, hey, look at this. Well, I didn't know this was here.
God damn it.
Yeah. So... Wow.
I like those kinds of dreams. They're fun.
Yeah, a lot of extra storage, you know. It's
sure. Put your, you know,
lighter
DS in there.
Oh. Hey now. That's insulting. You're demeaning my imaginary Vajojo.
Vajay.
Vagyro.
Vagyromite. I had vagyromites. So say you wanted to get a bucket of vagyromites.
Oh man. Right. Not a swimming pool full, you think just the bucket would do?
Yeah, to submerge my Dinglehopper into.
It's just, you know what? I think we should wrap this one up.
You should wrap that up.
We're treading some murky waters.
Put it in my okay.
Some murky, right. Turgid. Ugh.
So, send in your recurring dreams. Send
nope.
in your...
I don't want anything sent to us ever again.
Post on wikipedis.co.org.
That's right.
I'll learn.
Yep. We'll check it out. So, I think it's got open registration right now. I think it's set up right
cool.
now that anyone can register
awesome.
Their junk. So.
And did you notice what was posted on there right now?
No.
Well, no, not like just the like header.
Uh-uh.
Did you see what it said?
What?
You did.
No.
It said... Hey, everybody.
Aww. That's swell.
Yeah.
Does it have a footer?
I don't know yet, but we should add one, and it'll say... Hey, everybody.
No!
No! You know what? People really love it when we take 10 minutes to wrap up the show.
No, they hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit, by penis.
I don't know how they feel about it. I don't, you know.
By what? Penis.
By penis?
By pages. By pages.
Have a Nagila. Man. You have always,
another.
You just want to get on the show every day now, huh? Yeah.
John Hill. Thanks for being on our show. John Hill, what a kick-ass feeling host. John Hill, eating all kinds of food that I never done heard of in my life. Eating and mashed up cauliflower. Eating the Triforce of Power. John Hill, thanks for being on our show. John Hill, sorry I called you a homo. John Hill, my eternal friend, King Sherry.